The content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley. I've got Carla Palmer in studio today, Jill Lane and Autumn Warren. Hey, girls. There's no guys except for Danny. Danny, how's it feel to be around all these women? Where'd you go?
Right here. I'm right here.
He's speechless. That's what the problem is.
Yeah, and Danny flew in. What time did you fly in from the Cowboy game? What time did you get in last night?
Got in about 1.
Wow, 1 in the morning. And did you go to bed, or are you on no sleep?
No, I mean, I can't sleep on the plane. So the in-flight movie for the players was Wonder Woman.
I love that one. I just love that movie.
I think I was the only one actually watching it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, not only is she beautiful and strong, it was just so well done. The whole film was just so well done.
I think I heard something about, didn't she... She either gained like 20 pounds or lost it.
She gained it, yeah.
Because isn't she like a runway model?
She was, okay. And she's just simply gorgeous, just gorgeous. I don't know how any man could not find her attractive. I mean, she is like the epitome of beauty.
Well, she's a runway model.
And she's, but you know.
You don't see too many pigs walking the
Well, you know, she's just,
the runway.
Just anything I know about her personally, too, she's just a beautiful woman inside and out, which is inside's more important than the outside.
What is she? What nationality is she?
I think she's like from the middle, not Middle East, but like Eastern Europe, isn't she? I think so.
I'm looking it up.
I think so. But, movie, it's so funny because I think it's now released. You can get it on Netflix. I was thinking about Wonder Woman as I was driving here this morning thinking I need to watch that movie again tonight because I enjoyed it so much the first time.
I thought the special effects were a little cheesy, though. This day and age, maybe they tried to make it a little less believable because it's a DC comic, but, there was some special effects that were just a tad cheesy.
I have no criticism.
She's Israeli.
Oh, okay, that's right. That's right. She was an Israeli soldier. How could I forget that? Yeah, she was an Israeli soldier.
Wow.
So she truly is, like, all those moves and stuff, she's BA for sure. But I love what she represents. Strength and sweetness and, you know, all things combined. She really cared. She was passionate about anti-cruelty for other humans and just, I don't know. I just love the movie. Can you tell?
I'm going to watch it this week.
I still haven't seen
it. Oh, my gosh, you guys. And especially as women, you need to watch it. It's very empowering, as I might add. But I'm so excited about today's show. We've got Jill Lane in studio. She's going to be talking about will we be blaming sugar intake for all of our chronic health problems? I don't know. That whole sugar thing is like so convoluted. What a mess our whole sugar system is in this world that we live in. But we're addicted to sweetness. We are. And so, you know, we've got a lot to talk about. And Autumn Warren's
in studio. That's why my phone rings off the hook constantly.
Why?
You're people addicted to sweetness?
People are addicted to me. Because I'm so freaking sweet.
Really?
Can't you tell?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was random. But I like it. Oh, you want to have a swearing contest? Oh, my gosh. Bite me, Danny. But Autumn Warren, of course, I'm just joking. Autumn Warren is the inventor of Ether Elixir. In fact, I'm going to try her new flavor live on the air here in a couple of minutes. And
no
I brought
pressure.
One with me today. Yeah, no pressure. What is the new flavor?
This one, I'm calling it 24 Karat Gold. And it's carrot, ginger, and turmeric.
Oh, nice.
You know, does it matter when...
Anything with the Bruno Mars theme is good.
Does it matter when you take your probiotics? Is it a morning or is it a before you go to bed thing?
That's
or does
a great
it matter?
Question.
There's lots of answers to that.
Okay. Because, you know, I brought mine with me. Is it best? I feel like it's best for me if I take it on an empty stomach in the morning.
But yeah, there are reasons to take it on an empty stomach. There are also reasons. It kind of depends on your personal medical stuff. So if you have problems with indigestion, it's great to have a little bit with each meal because the probiotics help break down the food, make the nutrients more bioavailable for you. But also your body does a lot of reparations at night. So I tend to recommend anyone with any sort of chronic disease consume some with dinner, their last meal of the day, or before their longest sleeping period, because that's when your body's really truly healing itself and going to make reparations to the intestines that most people need when they have any sort of chronic inflammation.
Yeah, well, and you know, I like it because you can mix it with wine. In fact, I heard that my favorite wine store here in Dallas, Bar and Garden. In fact, Julie's going to be on the show in a couple of weeks to talk about all their organic wines and organic liquors with the holidays coming up. So we have lots of holiday cheer. You can mix this with wine and make wine actually, you know, quite healthy. So
yeah, it does.
It's a nice little mixer.
It is. It's a great mixer. And it's because it takes some of the metabolic load off. So it allows your body to kind of process to convert the alcohol a little bit faster than your body would otherwise so that the toxins that are left behind don't wreak as much havoc on
your system. Nice. Bartender? No. Well, you know, so we went to the gluten-free expo. Lexi and Marie and I were there over the weekend. And so I'm just going to give, you know, some of these products a shout out. Let's see. So we've got peanut-free wow butter. Danny, I want you to come in here and taste this wow butter. Take one of the little things with you. I brought organic apples in from Natural Grocer and their organic peanut butter, which a lot of people don't know that. So I said to Natural, to the girl, I'm like, how come you guys don't put that, like, I don't know, advertise it somewhere or put it on an end cap or something, because their peanut butter, they make it fresh in-house, and it's made with organic dry roasted peanuts. And it's only like $3.99 for a big tub of it, which is for organic peanut butter. That's a heck of a deal. It really is. But so, you know, for the kids that are allergic to peanut butter, there's this new product called Wow Butter. It says it's safe for school, camps, and daycares. Dip it, spread it, bake it, and cook with it. So, yeah, why don't you try it, Autumn, and tell us what you think.
I don't want to try it. I just want to see what was in it.
Well, okay, let's see what's in it. Where are the ingredients?
Soy.
Oh, is it soy?
Toasted soy oil, cane sugar, monoglyceride, and sea salt.
What do you think, Jill? You're the nutritionist.
It says non-GMO.
And non-GMO, which is important.
Yeah,
doesn't
for soy,
soy make man boobs?
You know, I'm so tired of hearing that. Is it true? I don't think so. Because, you know, a lot of people in Asian countries eat a tremendous amount of soy, and they're not walking around with man boobs.
You have to split the data a little bit, but they eat a lot of other things there, and they do have actually a high rate of intestinal cancer. So
they
the data
do?
Is a little all over the map.
Damn it, Jim. Okay,
but I think, like other things I'm sure we'll talk about in this show, you know, I think we should be paying attention to where our fatty acids and proteins come from, and we shouldn't always eat them from one source. So if you want to have some soy protein, that's great, but you should probably have protein from other sources for nutritional value. And because soy is one of the top five food sensitivities, like it or not, you know, Autumn knows a ton about what's happening in the gut when that happens. So
what if you offset it, if you eat a lot of, you know, good probiotics like the Etherelixir, does that?
Maybe. I think
this does taste like peanut butter.
What we're
going to
find out,
and
I don't know
some.
If Dr. Dieter's going to bring it up, but I think what we're going to end up finding out is that certain people do better on certain types of quote-unquote diets based on their genetics, because we're already starting to glean a little information from that. And I think eventually we'll find out that there are potentially people who do better on, you know, a plant-based diet and some that do better, you know, with a little more animal-based protein.
Well, I'm going to give a shout-out to Tanka, Buffalo Meat Snacks. They were there. Live life powerfully. It's Native American natural foods. It's, of course, meat. But it, and Carla, you know a little bit about this company, being Native American yourself. Anyway, I grabbed one of those. It's a little sticker. And then I thought it was really interesting that in Autumn, you'll be able to relate to this. The Generation Rescue, they are, so who is Generation Rescue? It says, we are the leading national organization that provides hope, information, and immediate treatment assistance to families affected by autism spectrum disorders. And, you know, there is there's a distinct and definite connection between ADD, ADHD, autism, all these things we know now, and the gut. So I immediately thought about you. And it's really interesting, and now this is really sad. One in 68 children currently is diagnosed with autism, and it says, did you know that more children will be diagnosed with autism this year than diabetes, Down syndrome, AIDS, and cancer combined?
Yeah.
Isn't that scary?
That's pretty staggering.
It's scary, but I also wonder, you know, the variations or the spectrum of
right.
it. I mean, how many of those children have what I would truly consider to be autism or mm-hmm. maybe just some other...
Or just be a little off or weird or creative. I mean, I wonder.
They don't fit into the mold of the public school curriculum. So.
Yeah. That's right.
Hence. Well, I mean, I wonder if people thought Albert Einstein was a little weird, you know?
Oh, I'm sure he'd be on the spectrum.
I think so.
That's what made him right.
Well, we've got a great show coming up. Dr. Brad Dieter will be coming up, too. We're going to be talking about nutrigenomics. Did I pronounce it correctly?
Close.
Nutrigenomics. What is it?
Nutrigenomics.
Nutrigenomics. And what your DNA really tells about you and your nutrition and training needs. Stay tuned. You're listening to One Life Radio. I was working part-time in a five and dime. My boss was Mr. McGee. Nature gives us all of the vitamins and minerals we need, concentrated in the plant foods we eat. But our soils are depleted and more of us eat less of the organic plants that sustain life. It's time to turn back to nature for a solution. Sun Warrior vitamins are all natural and completely plant-based. Each capsule comes straight from the natural foods we're missing, packed with vitamins, minerals, phytonutrients, enzymes, and antioxidants. All natural, energizing, plant-based vitamins and minerals. Vitamins for him, vitamins for her. Find them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
Today, we're here to tell you about the success of Squatty Potty. Consumers are experiencing the healthful benefits from having the correct posture when eliminating the toxic and harmful fecal waste from their bodies. Now, Squatty Potty has made it portable. Introducing Porta Squatty. Now you can experience the healthful benefits no matter where the road takes you. It easily folds up and fits into a discreet carrying bag the size of a book. Porta Squatty. Available at Bed Bath Beyond, Amazon, or for an exclusive discount of 25% off your entire order, use code One Life at checkout at SquattyPotty.com.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
We all know water is essential for life, but all water is not created equal. And here's what separates crazy water from the rest. Crazy water is as nature intended, with minerals and electrolytes infused by Mother Nature, not some factory. Have it shipped right to your house or find a retailer near you through their website at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com. It's water as nature intended. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Danny Miles, Lexi Brinkley. I've got Jill Lane in studio and Autumn Warren, and I have Dr. Brad Dieter on the line. He is a certified sports nutritionist from the ISSN, a research scientist, nutrition coach, and aspiring Olympic weightlifter. He also runs the blog ScienceDrivenNutrition.com. That's ScienceDrivenNutrition.com, which strives to bridge the gap between science and the public to bring the best information in the industry straight to you. How are you doing, Dr. Married Brad Dieter?
I'm good. Yeah, it's been a very crazy probably 6 weeks. That's for darn sure.
I hope it sounds like you had one heck of a honeymoon, so good for you.
We had a blast. Yeah, it was first vacation in about 2 years, so it was worth it.
Well, so tell our listeners, what are we talking about today, Brad? This is very interesting.
Yeah, so today we're basically trying to talk a little bit and explain to people more about all these DNA nutrition tests that are coming out. So there's been, I don't know, probably 5 to 10 companies that have popped up that are, you know, promising this will test your DNA and tell you what to eat,
right?
Based on the data that they give you. And we're talking today a little bit about, you know, what they're actually showing you and how we can actually interpret that with the state of what we actually know and some of the limitations.
Well, and so do you think we should be spending our hard-earned money on just another test that maybe they, I don't know, that isn't really legit? What do you, is it really legit? Because, you know, I feel like I have a job here to navigate through all of this information as well and advise, you know, our listeners as to where to spend their money and their money, hard-earned money, I might add.
Yeah, so here's the, I'm going to try to break it down as simple as I can for people just because it's so complex. Is the first thing to know is, everybody has this idea that your, you know, your DNA is what dictates everything about you. And while that's true, what they also don't tell you is that your DNA is just one piece, and there's a lot of different layers. So you've got your DNA, and then you've got the genes that are expressed. So what controls the DNA expression, and then how all those proteins in your body interact, and then how it interacts with, you know, your microbiome and your proteome, and a whole lot of things. So just having DNA pieces doesn't tell you everything you need to know, right? There's a lot of additional information that for a lot of these complex systems, you actually have to have a lot more information before you can figure it out, right? One of the big problems or the big things that was done with the Human Genome Project is they had this idea of for every disease there is, there'd be one gene that we could pin it down to and identify it.
Mm-hmm.
And the big failure of the Human Genome Project is we realized that's not the case at all, and that's, you know, for almost all diseases, or not all of them, but probably more than 90% of them, it's not just one gene that's the issue. It's a whole big, complex interaction.
Mm-hmm. Well, for people just now joining us, so the nutrigenomics is a branch of nutritional I can't pronounce the word. Gosh darn it! It's a branch of nutritional genomics. Is that correct?
Genomics. Yeah.
Genomics.
So
okay.
So basically, they take your DNA and try to tell you what you should eat based on your DNA.
Right. And so this research is focusing on identifying and understanding molecular level interaction between the nutrients and other dietary bioactives, right, with the genome?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. And so a lot of these tests are based on these things called single nucleotide polymorphisms. So basically, you know, let's say a gene that's involved in carbohydrate metabolism, you have an A and I have a T, and they try to say, well, since I have an A, I should eat more carbohydrates, and since you have a T, you should eat less.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, the validity of what those tests tell you is that single letter change might explain 2 to 3% at most of how your body actually metabolizes carbohydrates. So it's just really, really not super helpful for most people for a lot of these big diseases, right, like obesity, diabetes, all those things are not really dictated by some of these really small changes in your genome.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, this is a pretty complex subject. And again, you know, for people that don't that aren't scientists and don't have a deep understanding of the human body and everything that means, particularly we're focusing on the DNA, you know, what should we believe about all of this science coming out?
Yeah, I think the big thing to know is your DNA, when it comes to these big diseases, is less of a risk factor than your choices you make in life, right? So think about your physical activity, your nutrition, your stress, your sleep, and your environmental choices that you make. Those explain, you know, probably 95% of, you know, do you develop obesity, do you develop diabetes?
Right.
All those sorts of things. And your DNA plays a very small part for most people.
So you're kind of saying that exercise and nutrition trumps DNA.
Yes, for most people, that's true.
Everybody's looking for that magic pill.
I know.
You know, I was just watching something, Dr. Brad, just recently about DNA testing for people who are, you know, need some psych meds, depression meds. And everybody thinks that it's an easy thing, but they were saying it's basically you do the DNA testing, and you kind of mentioned it before. It's basically how you metabolize the certain drugs. It has nothing to do with, oh, your DNA testing, you would be great on Paxil, or you would be great on, if it was that easy, everybody would be probably taking those, you know, doing those DNA testings. But is it pretty much similar to that?
Yeah, so a lot of basically what you're talking about is pharmacogenomics, where basically at your DNA, they look at your DNA and look at how you metabolize drugs. And so, especially in things like depression, what they usually do is they try to figure out, you know, is your your mental disorder, whatever you have, is it based on too much dopamine, not enough dopamine, too much serotonin, not enough serotonin, and then looking at how your body metabolizes different, you know, SSRIs or dopamine replacement therapy or something like that, and then try to balance it out. So it's, you know, a lot of those things basically just talk about how your body metabolizes drugs in general.
And Dr. Dieter, you know, you're a PhD and you're a brilliant doctor. But let me ask you this. Do you really believe as a human being, let's just say as a human being and a doctor, that the best choice that you could make is to get on any type of prescription drugs for, let's say, something like depression that we were just talking about? Because it's very serious. Depression is serious, but they don't work. They're just a Band-Aid to fix what's wrong. And so you're basically just avoiding the work that you need to do, whether it's more exercise or better nutrition or get to the root of why you're so depressed, what kind of traumas you've been through in your life, and try to heal as a whole human being. What do you think about that?
So I think you hit the nail on the head. You know, one of the things to remember is when people who are in depressive states, their chemical imbalance is so great that they a lot of times can't make the decisions they need to. So, you know, targeted smart use of therapeutics, you know, like antidepressants, to get people at least to a state where they can start making some of those progress is the way to use them, right? They're not meant for long-term, you know,
but with some
health,
people, you
know, mental health.
Right. But
if you've got somebody who comes in and they're like, I'm going to be suicidal for the next 2 weeks, and if I don't have something that helps me do that, I'm never going to get to the spot. So it's really, it's like with anything. It's the tool you're using, and then how do you apply that?
Right.
To actually get the results you want.
You know, it's kind of like sleep meds. I know people that are on sleep meds and in their mind, they cannot sleep without those meds at night.
But placebos work better than the actual drugs, and antidepressants take weeks to kick in before they say that they're effective. So I respectfully disagree with, I just think pharmaceuticals are a bad idea.
You have to remember this, though, Bernadette, that people often don't have access to some of the things that you said. And so what they don't know how to eat. The doctor, the psychiatrist, the counselor, the person, the mental health practitioner,
and that's a great point,
doesn't necessarily say go exercise because it can help with your dopamine levels and help you feel better. They're not saying go out in the sun. They're not telling them to do any of that. And so in absence of another solution, that's either they're just left to, and I agree with Dr. Dieter, there is a place in time, but there should be right around the corner all of the stuff that you mentioned.
But because we don't talk about it.
I think you bring up a really good point. So my wife, she works in the emergency room at night, and she gets probably 10 to 15 patients every night who come in who are, you know, they have suicidal ideations, and they're very clearly in a mentally disturbed spot. Now, you've got two choices. You can either, you can't legally let these people go, right?
Right.
But you also can't hold them for 72 hours, not give them anything, and then not give them any resources to go find help. So usually what a lot of people end up doing is they try to handle some of these manic behaviors through medication, so they get them into a spot where they're, you know, coherent, you can have a conversation with them, and then they send them to a facility that deals with the mental places. So I think part of the problem is for a long period of time, drugs like that are prescribed as, we don't want to deal with a problem, here's a medical application. But there's also the other side of, these things can be used to help get people into places where they can actually get this, you know, whole life therapy that's needed.
Well, and then a lot of times I'm looking at Autumn and I'm thinking a lot of this is also gut microbiome. I mean, I'm thinking of Dr. Natasha McBride, you know, the GAPS diet, the cover with the ADD, ADHD, even schizophrenia. Okay. And I grew up with a brother that was schizophrenic, and I firsthand watched him implode, and they tried all these pharmaceuticals. And this was back years ago too, when they were, you know, it was so fresh, but the whole pharmaceutical field actually for psychiatric drugs. But I just don't believe in it. I don't. And like you said, though, you know, there's a liability. You can't let a person, you know, commit suicide. You have to do something to help them, especially when it's when they're in critical condition mentally. But I just, gosh, you know.
Well, you always say, you know, it's just a Band-Aid. There's nothing wrong with a Band-Aid, because what do you do with a Band-Aid? You put it on your wound, and once it's healed, you take it off.
Well, yeah.
So there's a trauma where, let's say, there's a death to a family member or your child, you know, you need something to calm down, right?
Yeah. No, I agree. And Dr. Dieter and Jill make an excellent point that, but they're supposed to be temporary. They're supposed to be temporary. You're not supposed to live on drugs for depression. You're supposed to live your life to the fullest, you know, and just, it takes work. It takes work to be happy. Life is difficult for everyone. We all have our crosses to bear in life. And I just think a pill is not the answer. That's just my personal opinion. So, you know, and I've lived through some of it, you know, watching my brother as a young girl was very difficult, you know, and you learn to deal, and what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. So anyway, anything you want to say, Dr. Dieter?
No, maybe we'll close by saying that the DNA tests are not going to tell you what you actually should eat, except for if you have very, very rare medical conditions.
Ah, well, that's good to know. That's really good to know. And thank you so much. It's great to have you back.
All right. Take care.
All right. That's Dr. Brad Dieter. You can read his blog at sciencedrivennutrition.com. That's sciencedrivennutrition.com. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine, follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagazineonline.com. That's paleomagazineonline.com.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or SquattyPotty.com. That's SquattyPotty.com.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like blueberry blast, coconut cashew, cinnamon roll, and salted caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Hi, this is Bernadette. Do you know why ICW? ICW because Charlotte's Web is an amazing family-owned Colorado company founded by the Stanley Brothers. CW Hemp leads the industry in quality, safety, consistency, and social responsibility to improve lives daily through the use of Charlotte's Web hemp extract. I personally use CW for anxiety and to get some good sleep. CW Hemp helps me perform my best every day, and that's why I CW. Find Charlotte's Web at CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com.
I love this song.
I found a picture of you.
You're trying to get me to sing so you can cut off the thing, aren't you, Danny? Oh, I love this song. This is just a good song, you know? It just is.
Good flow.
Yeah. Welcome back to One Life Radio from Dallas, Texas. Did you know that you can listen to our podcast from Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, or Apple Podcasts? You can go to our website, oneliferadio.com, to subscribe to our weekly newsletter, or go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live from your mobile device, or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. A big shout out to our sponsors because they bring this programming to you. They make the rocket go up. Our newest sponsor is Paleo Magazine. I've got my most recent copy here. They always have really great recipes as well, and a lot of really, really good, well-researched, articles as well. I just love the magazine. I've been buying it for years, and I'm very proud to say that we are brand partners now, along with Sun Warrior, another great, great company. And by the way, for two more days, the Day of the Dead, they're having a special online. Yes. At sunwarrior.com. I encourage you, too, to buy their vitamins if you want really good, what do they call them, Jill? The vitamins that are chemically, are they made with chemicals? Do you know what I'm talking? Not chemicals, but They're not natural. Most vitamins that you buy.
I'm not receiving your
Yeah, okay. So
right
anyway, some warrior vitamins are made with real raw food and they're easily absorbed and they're powerful. They really are. But they have a special right now. What is it, Lexi?
They have all their sizes are pretty much 25% off the tubs. So $52 is now $39. So everything's on sale. You can buy three products, get a free blender bottle, and then recycle your tubs, post them on Instagram using the hashtag retub, and you can win a Day of the Dead bundle.
Well, and it's plant-based protein, so a couple days a week get your plant-based protein in, and I use the Sun Warrior plant-based protein in my Bernie bars too,
and use the code ONELIFE and get another 10% off.
Is it just ONELIFE all lowercase
when you type it in? It's like all caps on there automatically, so don't have to worry about it.
All right, and of course Squatty Potty and Charlotte's Web CW Hemp. I love my hemp extract. I use it almost daily. Sometimes I think I forgot this morning, as a matter of fact. I couldn't find my keys. I was running all over trying to find my keys. It was craziness.
It happens.
It was crazy.
You're human.
Well, yeah. And so you're a nutritionist, Jill. I love having you on the show. You've been on the show for over 5 years now, since the very beginning. You are a pro athlete, health and nutrition coach, founder of Fueling Champions, which is a three-step sports performance and athletic nutrition program built to maximize the potential of student athletes and the parents that support them. You can find Jill on Instagram at Team Fueling Champions, on Twitter at Jill Lane CNC. That's at Jill Lane CNC, and on Facebook at / Jill Lane Fan. And of course, you can find her at JillLane.com. Today, we're talking about, should we really be blaming sugar intake for all of our chronic health problems? So last week, we didn't get finished up on this subject. Where did we leave off?
Oh my gosh. I mean, it's such a big topic. I know we talked a lot about just the fact that we have lots of idols or lots of things we're addicted to, you know, whether it's sugar, alcohol, caffeine. And of course, there's, you know, the long list of drugs, which is a good parlay from Dr. Dieter's discussion. But I think the big thing about sugar is that absolutely consuming too much of it is a problem for our health. But I don't coach people with a fear tactic. And I think that's the angle we take with sugar and all the advertising and all the books that come out that, you know, sugar is bad. And it's just like this bad, big, bad thing. When you talk to scientists like Dr. Dieter, they say, hey, it's our body's primary fuel source, carbohydrates, like it or not. This is how our biochemistry works. And so we have to, I prefer to take an angle of add before you subtract.
Okay.
Works a lot better with your kids, and it works better on the way we think as adults.
So what
does
that mean? What add before you subtract?
And
add
so
what?
If you want someone to change what they're doing in their diet or with their exercise program, instead of saying, you can't have this anymore, you can't stop gluten today. I mean, okay, if you're celiac, yeah, you got to stop gluten today. But if there's something else going on, chances are you have time to add something that's going to be of benefit to your health. And usually what happens is it crowds out and you kind of slowly start to lose interest in whatever that quote unquote bad thing was that you're supposed to eat or consume less of. And so our body, when it has the nutrition it needs, our biochemicals don't want to go towards stuff that gives us the instant high, i.e. alcohol, caffeine, and sugar. And so when we're running on a full tank with all the stuff we need to run our biochemistry appropriately, we don't need to crutch for those things. But it doesn't mean we're never going to have sugar. And that's where I have a problem, because I saw, and what really spurred this is I have an amazing colleague who I saw last week who shared something from the scientific community, and he has a young child not in school yet. And I was there with my first kid. Trust me, we're not going to have sugar. She's never, blah, blah, blah. And then they get to school and they see their friends having cupcakes and drinking juice. And now it becomes this social thing. And they're trying to sort through, how do I operate amongst the fact that my mommy says I can't have this, but Billy, Bobby, and Susie, and Johnny all get to have
it. Then you're the weird kid.
So, and you know, I was, trust me, I was the weird kid growing up too. And I'm okay with my kids being a little weird. Let me just put that out there. You don't have to fall in line with everybody else that quacks like a duck. So you can't, but you can teach your kids to be around sugar in a way where they enjoy it, and you can have sugar around your home in a way that's, you know, quote unquote normal without being the kale mom or the Slurpee dad.
Right.
Those are the examples I like to give in my business.
Well, so. We have such a long relationship with sugar. I mean, I'm reading here that sugar came to Europe during the Crusades, and the Arabs had learned of cane sugar from their invasion of Persia, where Darius had centuries before discovered honey without bees. Oh, that's what they used to call it. I got it. From his invasion of India. So this is part of, you know, the history of mankind.
Yeah.
This love of sugar. So,
and listen, you've had on a good colleague friend of mine who's a feeding specialist, and she said, you know, kids are hardwired to crave sugar, and you know, she's even more proactive about kind of how you operate with sugar in your house, so that really sugar is on the same playing field as things like broccoli. You know, she serves mm-hmm. dessert with dinner just to teach her kids that that brownie should be just as desirable as this broccoli over here, from, you know, not putting sugar on a pedestal.
That's an interesting perspective.
Wow. You know, mm-hmm. like that. I mean, I'll raise my hand and say I'm not to that place in my home. But it's really powerful when you think about it that way, that you don't put certain things up on a pedestal, especially stuff that you consume as fuel and, to be honest, as enjoyment.
Right.
Because for a lot of us, things that contain sugar are consumed because, one, they give us a little bit of a high after we mm-hmm. eat it, but two, because we enjoy the way they taste. And so that's never going to go away. So when it comes to our kids, how do we teach them to be around sugar? Things that taste sweet. Let's mm-hmm. just categorize everything in that way.
But all these artificial sweeteners are terrible for us. They really are. Yeah. And it's just like there's one after the next. And as soon as we figure out one, then they bring in another one into the market. And they're not good for us.
Well, that's part of my problem. If we teach people sugar is bad, then the first thing they grab for is an artificial sweetener in a
right.
pink, blue, or yellow packet.
Right.
Which has its own set of health issues, ranging from your brain to your gut.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're not doing a service to people. So instead, let's teach people to do the foundational four things. Eat a diet that's rich in plants and protein and healthy fats high fiber carbohydrates. Exercise and move, hydrate and sleep. If we focused on that instead of, you know, like, okay, sugar is bad, and then everybody just mm-hmm. reaches for a bunch of fake foods, sugar-free
right.
foods, fat-free foods,
right.
you know, artificial sweetened stuff, that was not a health upgrade. I'm
yeah.
sorry, but it wasn't.
No,
so
I agree.
We need to shift the focus. And so when you add, the stuff will self-subtract.
Yeah.
And anybody who's worked with clients long enough knows that this is true.
Well, Autumn, do you have anything to say about this topic as a mother and as a scientist and researcher of all natural remedies?
I'm a scientist. I keep getting upgraded. Yeah, I think trying to fight sugar is just a losing battle, honestly. I'd love to. I mean, sugar in excess certainly feeds a whole host of health problems that nobody wants to have or wants their children to have. And it generally comes in bad packaging, meaning most sugar that little kids want is laden with something else, either
oh, yeah.
dairy or fake colors or gluten. Or
right.
It's just, it's a whole bad thing. It's not just the sugar. It's everything mm-hmm. else that's coming along
yeah,
with it.
We were in a restaurant. I don't remember what the name of it was, but at the end, they gave out Swedish fish. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
The little Swedish fish. It's
yeah.
hard to say. Of course, it had sugar in it. But the thing that it had, the worst thing, is it had red dye number 40,
right.
like a ton of it. And you're giving it to kids. And, you know, those are the kind of things, like you said, that are hidden in these little treats. But you can make brownies really healthy. You can make brownies with cauliflower. You can make it with avocados and good cacao mm-hmm. and, you know, small amounts of sugar or honey. And, you know, there's the you can make a lot of food delicious without that has a little bit of sugar in it, but it's still nutritious.
Well, listen, the research shows if your kids learn to cook when they're young, they'll be healthier, quote unquote, when they get older. And
mm-hmm.
so I would prefer to bake with my kids. Maybe I'm using real sugar. I mean,
yeah.
it doesn't mean us be
yeah.
sugar-free, so that they learn to be around sugar, so that when they go to their friend's house, they don't clean out their pantry of
right.
Swedish fish and soda and sports drinks, and the list goes on and on, because they don't know how to be around food.
Yeah. No, that's a great point. We're going to talk more about that, too, because that's a problem, too. Kids don't know how to cook anymore. They don't know how to cook. I mean, I've got friends that, like, their kids are going off to college, and the girls don't know how to cook. The parents don't know how to cook. We got to get back in the kitchen. Absolutely. Jill Lane, love having you. Stay tuned, everyone. We've got more of Jill and Autumn Warren coming up. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Yeah. call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Did you know that hemp has been used for a variety of wellness needs for thousands of years? And now, thanks to the Stanley Brothers in Colorado, you can now get Charlotte's Web, the most trusted whole plant hemp extract in the world. Charlotte's Web is a proprietary whole plant hemp extract that contains all of the beneficial and naturally occurring antioxidants and neuroprotectants. In fact, in 2003, the federal government recognized the beneficial effects on human health and obtained a U.S. patent titled Cannabinoids and Antioxidants. For more information and to get educated about Charlotte's Web, visit CWHemp.com. That's CWHemp.com. Charlotte's Web, the world's most trusted hemp extract.
Are you tired of ho-hum parties? Do people yawn in your backyard? Need to draw attention to your business or set the mood at your restaurant? Lights aren't just for Christmas. They make all your outdoor spaces and celebrations sparkle. Our customers have found the perfect lights to add twinkle to their special occasions for over 10 years. See everything you'll need to light up your life at Christmas Light Source. You can find us at ChristmasLightSource.com. That's ChristmasLightSource.com.
Radio, you know what? An hour is not long enough. We've got so much information we want to get out to you. I wish you could listen in while we were playing the ads, you know, in the middle during our breaks, because there's some powerful, there's just so much to know. And, you know, we'll try to put more of it in our newsletter. And you can sign up for our newsletter at OneLifeRadio.com. So welcome back. I've got Autumn Warren and Jill Lane in studio. Jill Lane is a pro athlete, health and nutrition coach. And Autumn Warren is a self-taught vegan cook, mom of two, researcher of all natural remedies, animal lover. She teaches free meditation and yoga classes in Fort Worth. And she has written a children's book, and she is the inventor of Ether Elixir, which is my go-to, like, fix everything, I swear. I don't know if it's all in my head or my gut, but I'll just tell you it works. It fixes a lot of things in my life. And whenever my daughter is starting to feel a little punchy, the first thing I do is have her drink a bottle of this. And I'm getting ready to test the new flavor here this morning. Okay, so I want to share. We have any other cups? I want to share it with everybody and see what they think. This is the newest flavor. And you can find it at Natural Grocers, by the way, in the refrigerated section, kind of where they keep, like, the eggs up in that area. I don't want to drink out of it, though, without... Hold on a second. I guess we can all drink after each other because
it's got lots of good bacteria.
It'll kill
it.
Any bad bacteria right. That we have. Okay, hold on. No, seriously, that's really nice.
It is good.
Really, really nice.
It's
not too much. And you know what? I love lemon and ginger. And of course, you can speak on turmeric. Jill Lane is the first person that ever turned me on to turmeric for inflammation. So tell our listeners. Jill, real quick, while I drink some more of this, about turmeric and how good it is for you.
Well, I mean, our plants have lots of things in them, but really the active ingredient turmeric is called curcumin, actually literally blocks one of the primary inflammatory pathway molecules called NF-kappa beta. And so it literally blocks the inflammatory cascade. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, inflammation is at the root of most of the chronic diseases, if not all, in our society today.
Yeah.
And so we should be eating and drinking in like a product like this, lots of botanicals and plants that have compounds like, you know, curcumin, which is what's in turmeric, and, you know, on and on. I mean, there's lots of things
that
have an inflammatory capability, but should be just part of our diet.
Yeah, and be careful that you get a good brand. I personally use Gaia or Thorn when I take the turmeric. But, you know, Autumn, today we're supposed to be talking about sprouting grains, beans, and nuts, which is another way that you can keep yourself so healthy. So what do we need to know? I'm getting ready to burp from the
It is very good, by the way.
It is very, very
it's
good.
So good.
So when will it be available?
And I think in November.
In November, nice.
Yeah, I'm fooling around with the bacterial content, adding 11 more strains. So I'm just waiting to do a gram stain on it to check to make sure that they're all in there. And then I'm going to add them to my label. Then I'm going to print the label and have it out.
Nice. Can't wait for it to come out. So I'm going to now how much it's a, you guys out there listening, it's a really big, like a juice, like a small juice container, but it's probably, I'm going to guess 20 some ounces.
32.
32 ounces. Okay. So I'm way off. But so how long can I, how much of that can I drink?
Can she drink the whole bottle? Yeah. Is what she wants to know.
That's what
she's
I want to know.
To ask
I know.
You, can she drink it all?
You for sure can.
Thank you, Jill.
Although this is my new, more potent blend. So, you know, just beware.
I'll be able to fly probably after I drink it, right? Well, so sprouting grains, beans, and nuts. I think of Ezekiel bread because that's the only sprouted bread I really kind of know of. And that, you know.
Which I feel like Ezekiel, I like it and I love what they're doing. I feel like it's a little bit too granola for most people, for the average bread eater. Mm-hmm. But I mean, you can sprout grains and beans and nuts and all kinds of things at home. And I love telling people about it because it's so easy. And like, it feels like you've really done something, even though, I mean, it's all passive. You just like soak the beans, you soak the nuts, you soak the seeds for a day, let them absorb water, and then you just keep them moist, drain out the water. I let mine sit in a big, big like turkey roasting pan with a baker's towel underneath
like what,
them.
Like what, beans?
And on
let's, so let's start. Let's go with grains first.
Okay, so grains. Like you'll take a grain, you let it sit in a glass bowl with water, and they'll puff up a little bit. They absorb some of the water, and then you drain out the water. And
but what kind of grain? Like because I know nothing about soaking. Soaking stuff.
All grains. It has to be a whole grain. I mean, you can't use a grain that's
so
like,
where would you get like a whole grain?
Natural grocers.
Natural grocer. Okay.
Grains.
So you get the whole grain like wheat or?
Okay. So I do spelt. I do quinoa. I'll do brown rice.
Okay.
I'll do, I just recently did some black rice, the forbidden rice or whatever. And it was really good.
So can you soak it? Should you use like purified water? I wouldn't probably
Sure. Yeah. You should use some sort of clean water because it's absorbing. It's absorbing. Now a lot of it is going to go back into the air. All that water is not going to stay in it.
Mm-hmm.
But essentially what you're doing is you're like planting it without planting it in dirt. And you're just keeping it moist. And, you know, the first stage of germination just is a little sprout's going to come out. And you don't have to. Sometimes I sprout them all the way till they're like a sprout, like a bean sprout, one that you would eat, like, you know, in a salad or a sandwich or something. But if you just wait till just the little white beginnings of a sprout comes out, then the nutrients, the composition of the bean or the nut or the seed has changed, and it makes it a lot easier for your body to digest. And it doesn't have, you know, beans, all these things, beans, nuts, seeds, they're all meant to be making another plant. So until they're sprouted, they're wanting to deter animals from ingesting them. So they have a lot of anti-nutrients, almost like toxins for your body. There's reasons for them.
Wow.
This
is fascinating.
And so once the seed is sprouted, then that goes away and it's easier for your body to digest. You can get the nutrients out of it a lot easier. It's not leaching nutrients from your own body. And honestly, it kind of turns it from being bean, nut, legume, whatever, into more of a plant than
That's so cool.
What it was before.
So you're teaching me stuff. I mean, you hear all about this, and I've seen the sprouted stuff in the little containers that they sell that's already pre-sprouted.
Yeah.
But I didn't know it was so easy. And so we're going to have to do a video of this so people really understand. It's hard to describe just by not having any video, all audio. What else do you want people to know about soaking
nuts? If you just want to play around with it, the two easiest things to sprout are quinoa and lentils.
Okay.
So if you're eating either one of those.
So once they're sprouted, then what? So they're
then
sprouted.
Then you can just
drain
them.
The water off.
Yeah, you can just cook them like you would a regular, like with the nuts, you may want to air dry them or grind them up into butter or just keep them. Sometimes I'll just keep them in the refrigerator and use them in smoothies or something like that. But with the lentils, I'll just go ahead and I'll cook them. And it makes the cooking time much shorter. So sometimes what I'll even do is I'll sprout them and then I'll freeze them all individually. Not an individual lentils, but
I know what you mean.
That meal, individual meal size. And then I'll cook them. It makes a real fast way. You know, like instead of, a lot of people go to a can of beans, especially vegans or vegetarians, you go to a can of beans because it's an easy dinner. You know, you can rinse them and you can have tacos or whatever. What I do is I soak and I sprout a big batch of them all 1 week. And then I freeze them all in these little individual meal size containers. And so then it only takes the amount of time as it would to warm up a can of beans to actually fully cook a sprouted bean.
Interesting. Well, you know, when you were talking, Jill, this is silliness right now I'm going to be talking about. But do you remember back in the early days of OLR, One Life Radio, when we were doing, we were talking about soaking something, and then we went into the cork soaking from SNL?
Yes.
You remember that?
And yeah, so when you were saying, in trouble a lot.
You're talking about soaking the grains, soaking the beans, soaking the nuts. And I was thinking, oh, so we should soak the corks. Anyway.
Rotate the nuts. if you want lots of things.
Yeah.
To get better nutrition.
Well, so what else do you want our listeners to know about the ease of soaking their nuts?
Just that it is that easy. And, you know, for people who have heard that a plant-based diet is the way to, I teach this a lot, you know, if you're battling any sort of systemic inflammation or disease or any sort of chronic disease, a whole foods plant-based diet really does help. Unfortunately, a lot of people's go-to in that are the things they're familiar with, and rather than the vegetables, it's the beans and the grains. And technically, those are vegan, they are vegetarian, but you shouldn't be consuming them in such high doses without properly preparing them.
Mm-hmm. So how many hours does it take to sprout a lentil? or a nut or
well,
a bean.
Well, I mean, it's not like you're having to sit there and stare at it whole time
you gotta
it's working.
Well, when you're making like a bean, when you're making beans, if they're dry beans, you have to soak them anyway to get them, you know, soft enough. So
yeah,
when you
but
cook
so
them,
many people don't do that any longer because they've got pressure cookers and these Instapot things. They're just taking them and sticking them in there. I mean, the soaking has a purpose.
It gets out all the extra gas and stuff too,
right? It gets out a lot. It changes the nutrient composition.
You get the gas in your belly.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, that's right. I have not made beans in a long time. I might make a nice bean soup. Like
sprout them first.
I'll sprout my beans and then I'll make like a really nice bean soup. So add, I don't know. I love talking about this though. I would love to have a cooking show, you know, where it's video. Because like as you said, Jill, the root of this is that so many people don't cook anymore.
Yep.
We're all short on time just trying to, you know.
Most people aren't shoveling teaspoons of sugar in their mouth from their organic cane sugar bag in their pantry. That's not where our sugar is coming from. It's coming from all this fake food because we're not cooking.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to figure out how to make the most nutritious brownies that I can possibly make tonight, and I'm going to bring them in studio tomorrow. Danny, how's that sound?
Okay.
Yummy.
All right. Thank you so much for being in studio, Jill, Autumn. Always love having you. You know, you get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. So get out there today and make the most of it.